Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love.
That's Tony Williams. His voice there is a front man for the Platters from the Wayback Machine, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jad Moutray is our guest, our good friend, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist and forecaster for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, and his monthly report is outstanding. And I look at it every month, and we report on it as often as he will join us, which is right now. Chad, thanks again for being here. Continued good news. You guys continue to report good news of the other groups, like NFIB, continue to report good news. I'm still picking on the media because when the NFIB the other group, I'm trying to think, I think of the name in a minute, when they had another report and small business sentiment dropped a tenth of a point to a level that was still record high, the media said small business CEOs are their optimism is down or whatever. Come on, people, report it. Tell the truth. We're still riding a high out here on Main Street. What do you think?
I have a similar frustration. You know, if you remember back in December, what I call the freak out of December, everyone was worried about the stock market and everything. If you remember ISM, the Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index, fell a lot, right? And so one of the headlines was the worst drop in manufacturing confidence since Lehman Brothers.
Oh, right? Geez.
Well, Lehman Brothers obviously brings up all the thoughts about the Great Recession, et cetera, and all the horribleness there. The reality is, it was over 50. Index readings over 50 means expansion, right? So you still had growing sales. You still had growing demand, overall employment. There was nothing that was contractionary in that report at all. And, in fact, it has rebounded since then. So I think headline writers, unfortunately, like the drama.
I think that's an important
reality point. Manufacturing is shrinking. It's slowing, but it's not shrinking. And we continue to grow. The overall economy continues to grow modestly. And I think that we have to make sure we put that message out there, because otherwise you have these more dramatic kind of draconian headlines that make it sound like it's worse than it is.
Well, the thing that I try to tell people, and I wrote an article about this, you can't get your news from the headlines. You've got to read the articles. You've got to read more than one article about a topic before you take something home, because the headline writers are their job is only to write headlines. They're not even connected to the article. They scan the article, write the headline, and their job is to sensationalize, because their attitude is if they're a headline writer, if it doesn't sell, they get fired. If it doesn't make people click, it's like clickbait. If it doesn't make people click, they don't keep their job. So don't get sucked into the politics of the jobs of headline writers. Read the article. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, you have to actually look at the overall trend lines that are there. In this case, it was just downright. I mean, it might have been true. I guess the drop might have been right, but the reality is that that's not at all what the report was saying. So you have to be careful. And I think the challenge there is, and I called it the freak out of December, right? You had a lot of people who were convinced that we were going into a recession or were already in a recession, right, because of some of the drama that was happening.
Right.
The stock market was falling, and the Fed was doing what it was doing, and I think that just led to this huge pushback. And the reality is, we weren't going into a recession then. Mm-hmm. We still aren't going into a recession.
No. You hear people say something like, "How long can this last?"
Yeah. So I think we have to kind of put it all in perspective. The manufacturing sector, as I said, continues to grow. It's going to, obviously, we're seeing slowing around the world. We can talk about that. But it's still growing, and I think that's the bigger message.
Is the biggest headwind right now for manufacturing basically the same one we have for any other part of Main Street businesses, and that's just not finding the human capital? We can't put enough humans to work. I know small business owners who can't grow because they can't hire enough people. Is that the biggest headwind we have now?
Well, that's definitely the number one issue that we hear from our members is the lack of talent, right? And that's certainly holding back activity. I mean, it's not the only headwind that's out there, but it's certainly one of the top ones. You also have rising prices, which is certainly something that our members say. Lack of truck drivers, which is somewhat related to the workforce issue. Trade, obviously, there's lots of uncertainty on the trade front, and obviously health care costs. Those are the top five issues in our survey, we've had really the workforce issue for six straight quarters. So that's again, go back to my conversation earlier. We have more job openings in the U.S. than actual people who are
looking for talent. What is manufacturing doing about that? Are they starting to do some of their own training instead of expecting it to come out of the public education process?
They are. They're trying to be as proactive as possible. They're doing a lot more in-house training, trying to do a lot more upskilling of their existing talent, encouraging retirees to stay around a little longer.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Mick Miles. Ford introduced a new Explorer, which will include a police interceptor, a gas, a hybrid that will go 500 miles on a single tank, and a performance ST model that will have over 400 horsepower. On the technology front, it will have a 10.1 portrait-mounted touchscreen, much the same as a Tesla, Ford's Co-Pilot 360, driver assistance technologies that parallel parks the vehicle for you, and terrain management systems. For more cool car tech, visit testmiles.com.
Out here on the trail, the difference between a good time and a great time usually comes down to how dirty your Tacoma gets. So put that multi-terrain select to good use. Track down some nasty stuff and dive right in. Learn more at toyota.com/testmiles.
You're listening to Global American Broadcasting, the Gab Radio Network. For more info on our programs and services,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.